Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Dara.
This is who?
Dara. Like Laura, but with a D instead.
Oh, Dara. Okay, so like, yeah. Like Laura, but with a D instead. Gotcha. Okay, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I think my husband might be using a dating site to try to pick up women.
I see. So, well, the words husband and dating site don't usually go together, now do they? Okay, what is your husband's name?
His name is Mike.
Okay, and now how did you find out about all this?
Well, a coworker of mine is on the same site, and she saw this profile, and she showed me this picture of this guy and was like, doesn't this guy look like your husband? And I'm like, yeah. And it definitely looked like him, but it was a way younger picture. Like, it looked like a picture from when he was still in college. And also, the name on the guy's profile was Christopher, not Mike. However, Christopher is my husband's middle name. So.
Okay. Oh. You know, we've definitely heard stuff like this before. And I think we've even had a situation similar to this. Didn't we have a guy who was... who was married, but he was on Tinder, but he was using his middle name or something?
Honestly, I can't even remember. I mean, we've caught so many people cheating.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so what site was... you said it was a site. Which one, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, it was eHarmony.
Okay, so you think there's a reason to believe that your husband, Mike, may be on eHarmony. And now, let me ask you this. Has he recently had any nights where he's been like, hey, I got called into work for an emergency, don't wait up, or anything like that?
No, and, you know, and that's what's confusing to me, because if he is actually cheating, I have no idea when he's doing it. I mean, he's in bed next to me every single night.
Huh.
Well, not all cheating is done at night. I mean, you got to keep that in mind. Sometimes it's a lunch date or a midday rendezvous at a cheap hotel somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, just because he's home every night doesn't mean he's not carrying on an affair with someone.
True. And I know one married guy we busted was into the whole chat room thing.
Yeah.
Like, he never met any of the women, but he was having, like, cyber affairs with mm-hmm. women. And his wife was like, well, he's not sleeping around. So now, is that a possibility? Does he ever say something like... like, I'm going to be downstairs working on reports late into the night, so don't wait up, or anything like that?
No, I mean, he doesn't have that type of a job, so...
Okay, well, let's call him up, and we'll see if we can spook the truth out of him, and we'll find out what's up, okay?
Okay.
You sound nervous. Are you nervous?
I mean, yeah, a little. Wouldn't you be?
Not really. I mean, I do this every week. So, well, no, but honestly, Dara, you have nothing to worry about. If he's not cheating, then you're in the clear. And if he is, then you'll have the truth on your side. And he doesn't even have to know you're involved in this. So it'll be like you have this secret on him and he doesn't know. And then if you decide you want to act on it, then that's up to you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So let's call Mike. Then when we come back, we will do that next.
Realty, this is Mike.
Yes, I'm calling to speak to a Michael.
This is Mike. How can I help you?
Mike, my name is Sean Mendez. I'm calling from Crypto Lock Cybersecurity. We're a firm that handles like the majority of cybersecurity for like a whole host of websites, one of them being eHarmony. Now, the reason I'm calling is to inform you that there was a major security breach at eHarmony this week. Many users' private information was stolen. You're probably going to be hearing about this in a day or two all over the news, but we're trying to contact all of our users ahead of time, kind of to hopefully get ahead of the storm. Anyways, I'm afraid this information that you shared on your eHarmony account may have been stolen, and that would include any passwords that you use to access the site, information like your name, address, phone number, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm not actually on eHarmony, so I think you have the wrong guy here.
This isn't Michael.
This is Michael, but I'm not on eHarmony.
Okay, well then we may have another problem. Then your identity may have been stolen, because I'm looking at a profile right here, and it's definitely your picture and your information. Although the perpetrator is using the name Christopher instead.
Okay, so yeah, that is my picture, but I'm not the one using the account.
Okay, so all right, so it is your picture though. So then what we have is a stolen identity.
No, it's just. All right, how do I explain this to you? It is my picture, but I'm trying to help a friend of mine get dates. So the picture is real, it is of me, but the information in there isn't mine, it's his.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, so he's using your photo, maybe because that picture has a better chance of getting a date than his own. I got you. I got a buddy who's doing that with Tinder right now, so.
It's not even that. All right, if you want to know, the thing we do is, I talk to a girl, I carry on a conversation, and then I see if she wants to meet somewhere for coffee. And then when we agree upon the place, my buddy goes instead, and then he pulls the old, you know, hey, Christopher wanted me to tell you he's sorry I can't make it, but he told me to buy you a coffee, if that's okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you set up dates, and then you send your buddy as, like, instead, like a consolation prize.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, why don't you have your buddy sign up for these dates instead? It seems like you're doing all the hard work here.
He is on there. He was on there for 6 months, and he kept complaining that the only women he was meeting were the ones he didn't like. So he begged me to join and go on double dates so I could help him, you know, set him up and stuff. And I told him I can't because I'm sort of married.
Ah, I see. Okay, yeah, I guess that would be a no-no if you were married and on a dating site.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of am, like you said.
Yeah, but you never go on any of the dates or anything, so it's not really cheating.
Exactly.
I mean, technically, even if you, like, flirted with these women online, it's not really cheating, right?
I guess not. I mean, I'm trying to help my friend, and all I really do is ask them if they want to meet for coffee.
Right, but you never end up going.
No, I never have.
Okay, let me ask you something. What do you get out of this? Like, is he paying you or anything? I mean, it's not illegal or anything. I'm just curious.
No, we don't do anything like that. I guess what I get out of it is, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's still fun to see if I can, you know, if I still have it, you know, if I can get a girl to go out with me without actually doing it. It's kind of like, you know, she says yes, and I'm like, wow, you know, still can do it. And if she says no, and I'm like, oh, well, I wasn't going to go anyway.
Okay. All right, last question. I got to know, has this little plan you and your buddy set up actually worked? Like, has he gotten dates out of it?
Yeah, it's actually worked better than when he was doing the site on his own the regular way.
Oh, okay. Wow. What a deception you guys have going on. Crazy. Okay, so listen, either way, I guess your information is safe, so I'll let you go. I'll just remind you, keep an eye on your passwords and all that stuff, okay?
Okay, sure. Yeah. What should I tell my friend? Because he's the one whose information is on there.
Oh, I don't know. I'm telling him to go screw himself. It's not my problem.
What? Excuse me? Tell him what?
Right. Well, so this didn't turn out like I expected at all, though. Dara, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so do you have any idea who this friend he's talking about is?
Mm-hmm. I have a few guesses, yep.
Okay, because I'm reading a couple of texts right now on our text line, and here's what they say. Let me read these to you. He knows something's up. There is no friend. This guy has a master's degree in lying. What do you think?
Well, I believed what he said until just now.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should totally create a fake profile on eHarmony and look them up and start flirting with them and see what happens from there.
I would have no idea how to do something like that.
I could totally help you with it. Like I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and then we'll get back, and I'll tell you everything.
Okay,
don't hang up.
So your plan is to lie to the liar to see if he's telling the truth about lying or lying about telling the truth?
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.